we are coming together very naturally in continental Europe. I give the example of France, which is my country now, where I'm a citizen, where we have a coalition on financial transaction taxes, in other words, tax every transaction at 1 per 1,000, which could raise an enormous amount of money for good causes. And we've got the 4 main trade unions, we've got the 2 major ecological organizations, a lot of NGOs, and my own organization, ATTAC, and it's become quite natural to work on these really big questions together. So this gives me hope. I speak about hope rather than optimism or pessimism. People in audiences always ask you, are you optimistic or are you pessimistic? And I just say I don't answer that question because I don't know the future. But I do have hope because I have seen things changing over the long term. And I know people are impatient. I'm impatient. But I also now, I think, can see a certain historical development, and it's a race against time, particularly for the environment. If it were just politics and society, you can say, well, we have time to go back and start over, you know, get rid of slavery, for instance. That sort of thing takes time. But we don't have time for the environment, so that's why I'm pleading with people to talk to their neighbors and see what they can do together.